Hey, good morning. I'm getting back to my theory analysis, my favorite new channel, which is the Music Interval Theory Academy website slash YouTube channel. Upload a new video and I'm checking it out right now. And the title of the subject is The 7 OTS Modes Creating a New System. So I'm just totally checking out this video right now. I know it's cheap content to look at other people's stuff and just regurgitate it, but yeah, I'm just studying this video and trying to get my head around it. So first of all, he has got the first scale he has up is called the Lydian dominant, sharp 7/4+. The notes of the scale, oh by the yeah, Lydian dominant. So the notes of the scale are F, G, A. I'm looking at the screen too. F, G, A, B, C, D, E flat, F. So if I play that on guitar, it sounds like this. So that is the Lydian dominant. Okay, I'm going to keep reading and I will get to more in a little bit. Okay, talk to you in a bit. Bye. Okay, the next scale is the melodic minor sharp 11. And the notes are C, D, E flat, F, G, A, B, and C. I'll play that quickly for you on the guitar. Here it is. And that is the melodic minor sharp 11. Okay, I'll get to more videos soon. I mean, recording soon. Talk to you in a bit. Bye. Hey, how's it going? The internet seems pretty bad. I guess I was disconnected. The last video, I don't think uploaded the last audio segment. So I'm going to try this again. So anyway, he's talking about lots of scales here, so I'm not going to talk about every single one. But he talked about breaking the circle of fifths, and he's referring to the Aeolian minus five, flat five. So if that scale would be just the Aeolian scale in A, except you flatten the E, which is the fifth scale degree. So here we go. Okay, that is the Aeolian with a flattened fifth. Okay, I hope this video uploads. Hopefully it does. I'll check it in a second. Bye for now. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking about that last concept, but just check out their latest video on YouTube, the Music Interval Theory Academy. That was a pretty interesting video about the church modes and the opposites and stuff like that. But I'm not gonna delve into that right now. What I'm gonna delve into is the circle of fifths. I've been writing a lot of music on the computer, and I keep referencing different modes, on the internet, and I want to bypass that, and I don't want to have to use the internet to always pull up different modes for composition. So I want to find all the different modes within the circle of fifths. So I pulled up a video here, modes within the circle of fifths, whatever. So I found a great little channel I'm watching now. So basically, they start with how do you find the F major scale? Well, you start with the top is C, right? But besides C is F, if you go counterclockwise. So you got F. If you skip over F, you skip over each other, every second one. So F, you skip over the C, you get G. That's the second scale tone. You skip over the G, you go to the A. That's the third scale tone. You skip over the E, you go to the B. And that is the fourth scale tone. And then you jump back to the very top. And that is the fifth scale tone, which is five at the very top. And then you skip over the G, you go to D. That is the sixth scale tone. You skip over the A, you go to E. That is the seventh scale tone. And you go to F, and again, F is the same as the root. So blah, 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 it's the same as the root. So that's how you find the F major scale. So I will play it here just to confirm. Yep, so that's how you do it. You skip over every other one, and that is the F major scale. Okay, that should speed things up a little bit. I'm going to try to find different ways to find the modes within it. Okay, I'll be back in a little bit. Bye for now. Okay, this is probably the most important part of the whole video that I've discovered so far. Or this whole, sorry, today's whole podcast is sort of all over the place and it's just kind of a mess. But anyway, I just discovered something really cool. So basically, when I was composing on the computer, I'm always referencing what is the brightest to the darkest mode. So the brightest, of course, being Lydian, the darkest being Locrian. So I'm always pulling up charts on the internet to remember what is the darkest to lightest. So basically, a really quick way to find that out is if you look at the circle of fifths, if you look at F, the F is beside the C. F represents the Lydian. I always think of F because the F is sharped in C. When you take the C major scale, you sharpen the F. Anyway, F represents the Lydian mode. If you know the notes very well, you know that for sure. F sharp if you're in C, whatever. F. So F is Lydian. C represents Ionian. So I'm going clockwise now, right? Yeah. Yep, I'm going clockwise. Sorry. Just woke up. So C represents Ionian. G represents Mixolydian. D represents Dorian. A represents Aeolian. E represents Phrygian. And B represents Locrian. So you're going, if you look at the circle of fifths, you can see that easily. F, C, G, D, A, E, B. Okay. So that is brightest to darkest. Okay. So F being the brightest, B being the darkest. So it's slowly getting darker as it goes down to B. And that's really cool. F, C, G, D, A, E, B. I'm going to remember that every time I want to position them from darkest to lightest, because that's very important for composing music, basically, what I'm getting into these days as it is. Okay, I'm going to keep researching interesting things I find about the circle of fifths. Okay, talk to you in a bit. Bye for now. Okay, here's something very useful he was talking about. How do you find the C minor pentatonic very quickly? So basically, what you do is you take C at the top and you pick three counterclockwise and one clockwise, and then you get this C minor pentatonic. So if I was to play that, so you've got C at the top, you got the E flat, which is the minor third, then you got F, which is the fourth, right? Then you got G, which is the fifth, and then you got B flat, which is the flattened seventh. There's no second. That's interesting. There's no second. There's no D. That's weird, but okay. So yeah, you take three counterclockwise and one clockwise. So that would be C at the top. G would be the one that is clockwise. And counterclockwise, we have E flat, B flat, and F. So that creates one, two, three, four, five notes. That works out perfectly. Okay, I'm going to keep watching. I'll be back in a little bit. Okay, just another side note too. Of course, this works everywhere, he says basically. So he's using the example of B flat major pentatonic. So if you shift to the B, you just shift down counterclockwise. So you got B flat, and then you skip over each one. So basically, all the notes together, if you're not skipping over, are B flat, F, C, G, and D. But if we are skipping over them to play them properly on the guitar or piano or whatever, I guess I'm playing on guitar in this case, it's B flat, then it's C, then it's D, then it's F, then it's G. Of course, B flat being the one, F being the two. I'm sorry. C being the two, D being the third. F, of course, is the fifth scale degree, and G being the sixth. Okay, that's the sixth scale degree. Going back, I didn't talk about scale degrees for the C major pentatonic scale, of course. You can go back to that. That's at the very top. So C being the one, D being the two, second scale degree. Then E being, of course, the third. Then G being the fifth. Oops, fifth. And A, of course, being the sixth scale degree. So that's one, two, three, five, six. One, two, three, five, six. And that's how the major pentatonic works. Okay, I'm going to keep looking for neat little ways to use the circle of fifths. Be back in a bit. Okay, this isn't so much about the circle of fifths. Well, it kind of is, but he goes on in this video to talk about how to establish the sound of D Dorian. And this was interesting. I mean, it's common knowledge for most people, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. He says that if you play a D minor chord and a G chord, That is the most popular, one of the most popular ways of establishing a D Dorian sound. So, of course, in C major, D minor would be the second chord, and G would be the fifth chord. But because we're in D Dorian, you shift everything over. So the D minor becomes the one chord, and the G becomes the major four chord. So it's really simple theory, basically. What does that sound like? Here it is. Yep, so that is a good way to establish a D Dorian sound. Okay, I'm going to keep watching this video and I'll look for other stuff. Bye for a bit. Hey, how's it going? That video was a little bit too in-depth for me, so I'm looking at this other video now. The name of the video is called You've Never Seen the Modes Taught Like This. And he showed something really quick and something really simple. How do you get the C major pentatonic scale? Well, that's super easy. All you do is you take the C at the top and you go clockwise. Okay. So you go C, so the notes clockwise are C, G, A, sorry, C, G, D, A, E. Of course, if you skip over every second one, that's the proper order. So if we take C, we skip over G, we go to D. We skip over A, we go to E. We skip over, then we jump to the G. We have to jump back to the G at the top. And then from the G, we go to the A. What does that sound like on guitar? Here we go. C, skip over G, we go to D, then we go to E, then from E we go to G, and then we go to A at the top. So that sounds like this. So that is the major pentatonic scale, a really quick, easy way to get it. So those first one, two, three, four, five notes are the E major pentatonic scale. Okay, I'm going to keep looking for different little tricks to use the circle of fifths. Okay, bye for now. Bye. Okay, here's another useful little part. He's talking about how to create the C Lydian. So basically, if you know, looking at it from a pentatonic point of view, it's easy. You just think about adding two different notes. So with the C pentatonic, of course, we have C, G, D, A, E. All we have to do is add two notes to create a mode. So if you take those notes, the two on the bottom, which are F sharp and B, if you add those two, you end up with the C Lydian mode. So as you can see here, if I play through it, I'll just talk about it. C, D, E. And then we have F sharp, which is at the bottom. And then after F sharp, we go to the G. And then after the G, we go to the A. And then we go to the B. And the B is the other one at the bottom. So we add the two at the bottom. Okay, I'm going to keep looking at ways to find different modes. I'll be back in a sec. Okay, this is interesting. I'm not sure if it works out perfectly, but he's talking about how to find the different chords within the Lydian, using the C Lydian scale. And what he's saying is the first three that are going clockwise, C, G, and D, are the major chords. Then the next three, A, E, and B, would be the minor chords, and F sharp would be the diminished. And that's interesting. I don't know if that works out. I think it does, though, because in C Lydian, we're definitely gonna have D because it's got the F sharp in it. You're gonna have the five chord, I'm assuming. And then you have the A minor, you have E minor, you have B minor. I didn't realize that. I have to look that up. And then F sharp diminish. So I'm gonna look that up and see if that's right. So that would be how you find the three major chords, the three minor chords, and the one diminished. The diminished being at the very bottom. And yeah, so that's what he's saying. Okay, I'm going to check that out. I'll be back in a little bit. Bye for now. Okay, so he's going on now. It's an easy way to find the any Lydian scale. So basically, you take one and then you go clockwise seven spaces and you can find it. For example, the D Lydian. So if you want to find the D Lydian scale, you take the D. And then there's an A, then there's an E, then there's a B, then there's an F sharp, and then there's a C sharp and a G sharp. So you skip over each one. So if I skip over each one, that would be D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, and D. So that reorders perfectly if you look at the circle of fifths. So let me play quickly on the guitar. So here we go. D, E, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, C sharp, and D. D being the one, E being the second, F sharp being the third, G sharp being the augmented fourth, the sharpened fourth. Then you got A, which is the fifth, of course. Then you got B. Then you got C sharp, which is the major seventh. And then you got D. And I guess that works for any of them. Okay, I'm going to keep confirming this. I'll be back in a little bit. Bye for now. Okay, so now this is useful too. There's so much things to discover in the circle of fifths. So he's saying how you can find all the major and minor and the one diminished triads within the C Ionian scale. So at the top, if you look at the very top, we have C, which is the root. Now the F, C, and the G, those represent the three major triads. The D, the A, and the E, he writes them in blue here, but those represent the three minor triads. And the purple one, the one at the very bottom, across from the F, is the B diminished. So that is how you find three major triads, three minor triads, and one diminished triad. And that's interesting. That is C at the top, and that is C Ionian. And that is an interesting way to look at it. Okay, I'm going to keep researching this, and I'll get back to you soon. Bye for now. Okay, I'm saying it again. This is useful, but I'm always saying it's useful. So how do we find the C Mixolydian? Well, what we do is we tick the C at the top. That is the root. If you take two counterclockwise, that would be the B flat and this F. Okay, those are the two counterclockwise. Then you take one, two, three, four clockwise, G, D, A, and E. Those are the one, two, three, four clockwise. So all those together, the C being at the top. Okay, let's start from the B flat. B flat, F, C, G, D, A, E. So those are the notes of C Mixolydian. Let's check that out on the guitar. So we're going to skip every second one. So C, D, E, F, G, A, and B. And that works out fine. C being the one, D being the two, E being the major third, F being the fourth, G being the fifth, A being the sixth, and B flat being the flattened seventh. Okay, that works out fine. And that is the C, that's how we get the C Mixolydian scale. All those notes are right beside each other. So two counterclockwise and four clockwise. Okay, I'll be back soon. Bye for now. Okay, then he goes on to talk about how do you find the chords within C Mixolydian. Well, that's simple. Again, it's the same formula. C at the top, C being the tonic in C Mixolydian. The first three are major. That would be B flat, F, and C. Then from the G to the D to the A, those three are minor. G minor, D minor, A minor. And the last one is, what do you call it? Diminished. So that works out good. You know, like, for example, C. I guess my guitar is out of tune. Sorry, but you got B flat. That's the flattened seventh chord. The F being, of course, the five chord. G minor, of course. D minor. Anyway, that just works out perfectly. Okay, so that's how we find the three major triads, the three minor triads, and the one diminished triad in C Mixolydian. Okay, I'll be back in a little bit. Bye for now. Sorry, I was just in the middle of studying more about the circle of fifths, but we have stuff happening and I have to cut my stuff short, and I'm going to continue this study later tomorrow or the next day or some other day down the road in the next couple weeks. But I hope I learned a lot from this. I know it was a bit of a all over the place sort of podcast, but I learned a lot, and I'm going to keep researching these modes and how to get all the modes from the circle of fifths. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye.